The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I want to talk about George Gibney in just a minute, but this operation yesterday in West Cork that led to the seizure of 31 million euros worth of cocaine seems like a serious dent in a UK crime gang.
Yeah, but this is a significant investigation undertaken by the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau and their partners in Revenue and Naval Service. And they were targeting a UK-based crime gang who were using the Irish coastline, Garda believed, to bring a huge shipment of cocaine into Ireland before it would be sent on then to the UK and possibly Europe. Four men have been arrested. Two are from Glasgow, one from Germany and the other from the UK. So they're now being held on suspicion of facilitating this drug shipment and can be held for 7 days before they're released or ever charged.
It was a significant operation that involved both the Navy and on Garda Síochána, so quite a coordinated effort, and they clearly knew what they were looking for.
Yeah, but the investigation started over the weekend, and Garda are well aware that Ireland is being used as a staging post and is being used by drug cartels for South America in terms of transporting huge shipments of drugs, you know, over the Atlantic. And we saw this with the MV Matthew in 2023, and yesterday's seizure is the biggest since the MV Matthew. So I think it shows that, you know, Ireland is used by these criminal gangs to bring drugs into here. But because we have such a small country here, the sheer scale and the size of the drug shipment involved would indicate that the drugs were destined for the UK market and possibly on over to other countries in Europe. But, you know, Garda are continuing to monitor the coastline. You know, they're working closely with other international partners as well. So to do this, I think it shows a significant disruption in terms of a route that the drug gang was using on this occasion to try and bring these drugs into Ireland.
What's fascinating is the audacity of this. Broadstrand in Cortmacsherry is a well-known beach. It's not as if it is kind of a hidden away. It's the height of tourist season. I mean, the likelihood of being spotted is increased. These guys didn't give a hoot about that.
Yeah, I think it indicates the brazen nature of these criminal gangs. And we've seen in the past that where the drug gangs would prefer to send drugs from the South America over the Atlantic, you know, in the summer months. But in the past, they've also used these shipments in winter months as well. And obviously, there are a lot of inlets, and we have a huge coastline there as well. But, you know, this is an area that which is well known to local people and is popular with tourists as well. But it shows that despite all that, you know, they were still prepared to bring the drugs to Cortmacsherry. And it shows that, you know, no matter where you are and along the coastline there, it doesn't matter if it is a busy place. If they feel it can be facilitated and can help their criminal endeavour, then they will use that.
The investigation is ongoing, so we'll keep up to date on that. I want to talk about George Gibney, the former Irish Olympic swimming coach who was arrested by the US authorities in Florida on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. He's being held there pending a court appearance in the US. You might remind us, Stephen, of who George Gibney was and why this arrest is significant now.
Well, George Gibney is a former Olympic swimming coach. He was well known in Ireland. He left Ireland in 1995 after allegations were made against him in 1993. He did appear in court in Dunleary in 1993 in Ireland, but he challenged those court proceedings in terms of the length of time it had taken to bring him to court with in relation to the allegations that had been made against him. Other allegations were made against him in 1997, but by that stage he had been in America in 1995. The allegations in 1997 didn't go anywhere. But in recent times, in 2020, the BBC did a podcast called Where is George Gibney? And it highlighted the allegations of abuse that had been made against him in the past. But as a result of that podcast, new information had come to light. New allegations had been made against him, and the Garda launched a fresh investigation. And as a result of those complaints being made, a file was sent to the DPP, and the DPP examined that file, and only last year they concluded that he should face fresh charges in relation to the new allegations that had been made against him. And an international arrest warrant was then issued, and when that was issued, it was sent to America, and they have been examining the arrest warrant. A lot of paperwork has been ongoing, a lot of negotiations, and finally the Americans agreed to arrest him on foot of that arrest warrant, and he's now being held in custody.
He's a significant age at this point. He's in his 70s. He was charged with those offences back in the 90s, but they were later dropped. and Gibney secured an injunction preventing the DPP from prosecuting him. Could age be a factor in that extradition, do you think?
Well, I think they'll consider his age at the time, but they are very serious allegations that have been made against him. Like, there are, we understand, over 50 charges he could be facing here. And I spoke to someone connected with that swimming club last night, and they were delighted that, you know, this arrest had been made. But I think despite the passage of time, despite his age, you know, he still will be brought to Ireland if he challenges the extradition, which he probably likely will. And if he loses that battle in the US court, he still will be brought back to Ireland, because we've seen other cases where people in their 80s have been sent to prison for historical alleged offences. So it is something that Garda will understand. But I think that despite his age, and if he does lose that case, he still will be extradited back here to stand trial.
Stephen Breen of the Irish Sun, thanks very much for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.